Nam Tattva. O Bhagavan, your names bestow all auspiciousness upon the jivas. Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nijasarva Shaktis Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarane Nakala Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrishamiha Janina Nuraga. O Bhagavan, your names bestow all auspiciousness upon the jivas. Therefore, for their benefit, you are eternally manifest as your innumerable names, such as Ram, Narayan, Krishna, Mukunda, Madhava, Govinda, and Damodar. You have invested those names with all the potencies of their respective forms. Out of your causeless mercy, you have not even imposed any restrictions on the remembrance of your names, as is the case with Gayatri mantras that must be chanted at specific times. In other words, the holy names of Bhagavan can be chanted and remembered at any time of the day or night. This is the arrangement you have made. O Prabhu, you have such causeless mercy upon the jivas. Nevertheless, due to my aparad, I am so unfortunate that no attachment for your holy name, which is so easily accessible and which bestows all good fortune, has awakened within me. Krishna and his name are non-different. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Bhinatvan Nama Namino. The holy name is a transcendental wish-fulfilling gem, Chintamani, for there is no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna himself. The name of Paramananda Swarup, Sri Krishna, is the bestower of the supreme goal. This name is the very form of transcendental mellows. It is completely pure, eternally liberated, and beyond any connection with Maya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Krishna's sublime form is as identical to him as his holy name. Remembering and chanting Krishna's name immediately invokes his beautiful form in the mind, and both dance there harmoniously as inseparable partners. A thunderbolt on the heads of the Sahajiyas. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevon Muke Hijivado Svayam Mevaspuratyada. The Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela of Sri Krishna can never be perceived by the material senses of the conditioned soul. Only for one whose mind and senses have been purified by chanting and serving under the guidance of Sri Guru will Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes become manifest. Sri Harinam will manifest on the tongue of such a Sevan Mukha Sadhak, naturally, by itself. Devotion through Nam Sankirtan is the supreme dharma. Etavan evalokesmin pungsang dharma parasmrita bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grahanadibhi. Only loving devotional service to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, performed through Nam Sankirtan, is called Bhakti Yoga. This alone is the supreme dharma for all human beings. A pure devotee, chanting in ecstasy, aspires for millions of tongues and ears.
Tunde tandavani rating vitanute Tundavali labdhaye Karna krodha kadambini ghatayate कर्णार्बुदेभ्यस्पृहाम् चेत प्रांगण संगिनी विजयते सर्वेन्द्रियाणां कृतिं नो जाने जनिता कियद्भिरमृतये कृष्णेति वर्णद्वये.
Srila Rupa Goswami said, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. The holy name is the sweetest of all that is sweet.
Madhura madhura metan mangalam mangalana sakala nigamavali satphalam chit swarupam sakridapi parigitam shraddhaya helayava Driguvara Naramatram Tarayet Krishna Nama.
Krishna Nam is the sweetest of the sweet and the most auspicious of all that is auspicious. It is the flourishing creeper and eternal, fully ripened fruit of all of the Vedas and the embodiment of divine knowledge, Chit Shakti. O best of the Bhrigu dynasty, if someone chants the holy name only once, be it with faith or contempt, he is immediately delivered from this ocean of birth and death. The method of japa, solitary chanting of Nam on beads.
Mano madhye stito mantro, mantra madhye stitam mana. Mano mantro samayuktam etadhi japalakshanam.
The mantra should first be situated in the core of the devotee's mind, and the mind should be firmly situated in the heart of the mantra. Thereafter, when one's mind is devotionally absorbed in the mantra in a state of equilibrium, that is the symptom of real japa. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but simply by kirtan, one can attain perfection.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti ye ko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet.
My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one redeeming quality of this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and go to the transcendental abode. I do not dwell in Vaikuntha, nor in the hearts of my yogis. I reside only in the heart of my devotees who glorify me.
Naham vasami vaikunthe yogi nam hridaye nacha madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthami narada.
O Narada, I do not dwell in Vaikuntha, nor am I in the hearts of the yogis. I reside where my devotees glorify my name, form, qualities, and transcendental pastimes. Offenses prevent the appearance of prem.
Bahu janma kari jadi shravana kirtan tabuta na paya krishna pade prema dhan.
If one's heart is infested with the 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he will not get Krishna Prem, which is the ultimate goal of this chanting. Anyone who always keeps your holy name on his tongue is already perfect.
Aho bata shvapa choto gariyan yaj jivagre vartate namatu bhyam te pustapaste juhuvu sasnurarya brahmanuchurna magrinanti yete.
My dear Lord, anyone who always keeps your holy name on his tongue is greater than an initiated brahmana. Although he may be born in a family of dog eaters, and therefore, by material calculations, is the lowest of men, he is glorious nevertheless. That is the wonderful power of chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who chants the holy name is understood to have performed all kinds of austerities. He has chanted all the Vedas, performed all the great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas, and has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. It is he who is factually the Aryan.